Welcome to the Difference of 13 podcast, where we make a difference by doing it differently. Welcome to week three. This is our third one, Terry.
I know. It's amazing.
Time
goes by so fast.
We have defied the odds. All our critics said we would only make it two.
Well, they don't know us very well then.
No, they don't. So thanks for listening today. We're excited. Today we're talking a lot about staying healthy when you're on the go. So if you're a business owner, a busy executive, junior
busy
golfer,
mom.
Busy mom, I was getting there.
Okay.
But I think moms sometimes are probably the busiest almost of everyone.
Probably.
I know my mother was like a professional chauffeur driving my sisters and I back to all our different events. And so basically, I guess just every human being.
Yeah.
Staying healthy.
Yeah, and I mean, that seems to be the new thing is how busy everybody is. And you have to take a look at that. Are you busy doing good things or are you busy just wasting time?
Yeah, so before we get into that, I want to thank everybody who's given us a 5-star review. All two of you, I think. No, I'm just kidding. but if you are enjoying what we're talking about, you know, obviously our goal here on The Difference of 13 is to make a difference by doing things different. And we're going to be, we have a couple guests lined up coming up
yes.
in the next few episodes. So we are going to keep that on the low, though. We don't want to blow that up.
And you yet. Never know who might just drop in.
That's true. You never know. So, but anyway, that's coming. That's going to be really exciting to have people kind of from a lot of different industries doing things differently here. We're going to talk about how you can approach your health a little bit differently when you're busy, whether you're traveling on the road or just busy with day-to-day life at home. I think Sissy told us we need to introduce ourselves. So
we keep forgetting
that far in already. Well, I'm Chris and this is
Terry.
And we are so excited to have you here with us. I'm just going to say this cause I know it annoys Terry on this journey.
Yes. Our journey together.
Yes, our journey together. It's been fun. So, yeah. We forgot to cheer. You know, we didn't cheers in episode two.
Yes, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Shows you how many cheers we did.
This helps. Make it more entertaining for you.
Performance anxiety. Yes, we're staying healthy with that. So, I think one of the biggest misconceptions that we've seen, right, is like people say, oh, you own your own business. That's amazing. That must be so awesome. You brought a tiara.
I did bring my tiara.
I guess, you know why? Because this just came to me. You look glamorous. And owning a business is not always glamorous.
No, it is not.
Can we coin a new phrase? Call it glam glam, maybe?
Glam glam.
Glam glam?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll have to figure out when we'll use that. Come up with a fun sound or something. But yeah, I think, you know, owning your own business, I think being, you know, an executive level, even I hear a lot, like people say to my wife or other moms, like, oh, you're a stay-at-home mom. That must be so awesome.
You have so much free time.
Like, I swear that is one of the hardest jobs in the world. I tell this to my wife, and I'm now saying it to the world. She has the absolute hardest job. And, I mean, no, she's not totally a stay-at-home. I mean, she also works.
She does.
She teaches.
Very early in the morning.
She does. She teaches kids English in China via virtual. So if you are a stay-at-home mom, that is, I'll give a plug for my wife and her company. Let us know and I'll connect you with Lauren and she can connect you with them. She actually makes more teaching kids in China than she did as a public school teacher here
that's
in North
amazing.
Carolina.
That's truly amazing.
That's another topic.
Yeah. She's doing it differently.
She is doing it differently.
We'll get Lauren on here.
We do need to get her on here. That actually is a great idea.
That would be highly entertaining for everyone.
That would be bad for me to have my wife, but we'll do it.
We'll bring her on. Yes.
So I think getting back to the, you know, being, you know, having those stay-at-home positions or the business owner, I think people have this misconception that it's so glamorous or glam-glam, and really it isn't. I think it's difficult to make sure you get enough sleep, that you're eating right, that you're exercising, that, you know, and just taking care of your body. And did you stay home with the boys when they were younger?
I always had some sort of side gig going, but I was primarily stay-at-home, and I had so much, quote, free time that, you know, didn't get to shower many days in that excessive alleged free time.
It smells like you showered today, so
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Well, they're older now, so there's more time.
So what are some things that you did, raising two young boys to kind of take care of yourself?
I didn't do a good job of it. It was very much all about the kids and maintaining the household. Their father traveled a lot, still does. So I was on my own quite a bit, trying to get them where they needed to be and taking care of the house and sort of running things. So I didn't eat well, and I didn't exercise pretty much at all, unless you count chasing the kids. And it showed. It took a toll on me.
What sort of, I guess if you want to call it side effects, or what did you notice, you know, when that was happening?
I was exhausted and not happy. It was, you know, I mean, I liked being at home with my kids and everything, but I didn't feel good about myself because I didn't look good, didn't feel good.
Yeah, I think I've heard, you know, Lauren's talked about that too, my wife, and you know, when she's been on, she got on a little bit more of a regular exercise routine, and we have a rowing machine at home, and that's been kind of a little, you know, silo for her to go to, mm-hmm. and kind of get some me time. And, you know, that's, I mean, you can just see it like in her, like her posture. She's just right. much more, I don't know if empowered's the word, but she's much more herself. She's much happier. She's a better mom. I know personally, if, you know, I come and work out early in the morning before work, and if I don't do that, I don't know if you guys notice a difference, but I feel terrible as a person.
He gets a little cranky.
So yeah, I think it's important that you schedule that in almost more so than your important meetings or mm-hmm. the soccer games that you got to get to. I think it's just so important that you schedule that time for yourself. And that could be, it doesn't need to be exercise. It could be meditation. I know you're big on that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I actually do believe in the mindfulness. I think there's a lot of value in that. I'm still working on convincing yeah. you that, but maybe one day. Maybe if you keep wearing that tiara, maybe.
I know. I kind of like the tiara.
It should be a staple for every episode, right? Maybe. But, you know, I think whether it's mindfulness, whether it's just some rolling and soft tissue work, whether it's actually, you know, going for a run or lifting weights, I think finding that health outlet for yourself is just so, so important, and making time for it. And whether that's early in the morning before the day gets going, or after, you know, the kids go to bed, if you have kids, or after work, I think you need to schedule that time in.
Well, lately I've done a better job of understanding that sleep is really important.
It's the ultimate free performance enhancing drug.
Right? And I've never slept a lot, but I've learned in the last couple of years, learning to respect the need for rest. I always thought resting was wasting time. I shouldn't be laying in bed. I have things to do. I need to stay busy and get all those busy things done. But it's taken me many, many, many years, but I've learned that if I take some time out and get adequate rest, then I have more energy to do all those busy things that I need to do. So actually resting is not a waste of time.
I would wholeheartedly agree. I think we both saw the effects of that after my surgery, and I tried to come back to work 4 weeks after open heart surgery, and it. For more details on that, you can go back to episode 2. I don't mm-hmm. need to tell that whole story again. But you know, I think it really it's a shock to the system of how much something, an event like that, at least for me, was like, oh my god, like I do need to rest. I need to let my body recover, and if I don't, I'm not going to be able to do what I need to do. So yeah, I think, you know, I think if you look at the research from a sport performance standpoint, and just general health standpoint, it's incredibly important. There's been studies, actually they did it with basketball players, where their free throw percentage and 3-point percentage increased dramatically just by having them sleep more. Their sprint times got faster by having them sleep an extra 2 hours a night. So your performance, you know, whether it's in business and sports, just how you feel about yourself. Sleep is one of the ultimate you know, great free resources that we do have. There's a great book, I think it's Sean Stevenson, I think is his name, put out about sleep. We'll make sure we put a link in the bio yeah. notes and the notes below the episode today. Great, great book on sleep and the value of it, and just kind of puts it in a truly consumable, you know, form for anybody out there. So what else, when you think about nutrition, and or not nutrition, but we'll get there. Sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh, I blew it.
Jumped
so
ahead.
So much for that lead-in. I was doing good the first two episodes.
Yeah.
But when you think about other like healthy things that you struggle with when you're really busy, whether it's you're traveling or just in your life, what's another topic that or area that you think you kind of suffers?
Nutrition is definitely one of those.
Oh, shocking.
Oh, look at that. I did the segue this time. To finding the time to shop for healthy foods, good foods, prepare the healthy, good foods, because it's a lot easier to drive through fast food place and pick up
something
and eat on the run. Oh, but they're so good.
I know, those are your favorites.
I do love
them. Imagine if they came out with like a healthy shake.
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't be as good though then, huh?
Yeah, no, they wouldn't.
Yeah. If they put health on it, you wouldn't eat it.
Probably not. No.
Terry's our nutrition consultant.
But finding the time to make good meals and be prepared for, you know, sometimes I leave the house in the morning and I don't get back home until after dinner. Well, there's snacks and lunch and dinner that need to be taken care of while I'm away from home. And if I'm not prepared, then I eat garbage. And that's not good.
I think that's one of the keys when we talk about nutrition on the road or when you're busy is preparing it, planning out. Lauren will often, before she goes to the store, she plans out what the meals are going to be through the week. When I get up early in the morning, the big thing for me, and I'm sure we'll do an episode on this. This will be particularly entertaining for our YouTube viewers.
Yes.
Looking at the food that I eat on a day-to-day basis. It's not very exciting, but it's planned and it's, broken down by based on what, nutrition-wise is I need for what my goals are at that point. But planning. I think we hear it a lot with our junior golfers when they go on the road and they're just eating fast food and like just basically eating crap. And it's because their parents and them aren't planning the right nutrition part. They aren't putting value in that, and that's going to affect their performance. But the biggest thing is definitely planning it out. Sit down, take the 3 to 5 minutes, write down what you think you're going to be eating, what you need, pack a lunch so you don't end up at Bojangles or I actually didn't know what Bojangles was when I moved down here. I'm from up north. I'm from
Connecticut. He's a Yankee.
I'm a Yankee. We don't have Bojangles up north and some sweet teas. But I actually had no idea what a Bojangles. I actually still have never eaten at a Bojangles.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to bring in Bojangles for you one day.
Yeah,
it's an experience.
We may have to document that. I go into sugar shock. I think in teaching people to prepare so that they don't rely on that as their source is just so huge. So I think our first two things to talk about are making sure you're getting good sleep, and sleeping on an airplane, sleeping in the back of a car, the quality of your sleep does matter. So those two instances don't qualify as the same number of hours of sleep in a bed. Dark room, cold room, the Sean Stevenson book, we'll go back to that, talks about kind of the 5 or 6 ideal things for good sleep, making sure you stay off a screen a half hour to an hour before you go to bed, make sure the room is totally dark, about 68 degrees is kind of the ideal sleeping temperature. Hot shower before bed, kind of tends to calm you a little bit. Read a book, not on a Kindle. That counts as a screen.
Yeah.
So all of those sorts of kind of tips definitely will help improve the quality of sleep. And I think for nutrition, just really plan. Whole foods, not necessarily the food store, but
right.
Things that are not processed and packaged. And then I think the next thing is really, how do you get in your exercise on the road? I know you are a huge gym buff.
No.
We literally have to pry you out of there to work.
Exactly, yeah.
So I don't know. Let's ask you that question. So how do you get your exercise in when you're on the road, Terry?
I bring my foam rollers or softball myofascial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to sneak it in to things that I'm doing, trying to walk to places instead of getting in the car, take the stairs instead of the elevator. If there's a gym at the hotel, seeing what they have. I like to swim, so using the hotel pool, making sure I bring a swimsuit with me so that I can go there.
You're just doing cannonballs off the side, aren't you?
No.
Are you actually swimming, or are you just splashing on the little kids to see them cry?
No, if there's little kids, I don't go in there.
So I think you bring up a great point that exercise doesn't have to be in the gym, right?
Right.
I think when you're on the road, you're out in, Arizona or somewhere like different where there's, now if you live in Arizona, that's not very different. Let's say you're out in North Carolina.
Right.
But find a park, go for a hike. Rent a bike, go for a bike ride around the city. Maybe mountain biking if you're into that. Just go for a walk at the local mall if that's more your flavor. And But if you, you know, I think if you are somebody who is working out on a regular basis, find the hotel gym, modify your workouts. Similar to the nutrition standpoint, plan when you're going to work out when you travel.
Right.
You know, call ahead to see what the hotel gym has. What are they near? Do they have any walking trails near where they are? I think, you know, exercise doesn't necessarily need to be in the structured format of the gym. But if it is, you know, just because the hotel has a crappy gym doesn't mean you skip your workouts altogether. You modify, you know, right. Talk to your strength coach. Or
you have a lot of good ideas on ways to improvise exercise equipment on the road.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You got to be a little bit creative. You got to do it differently.
You know, that topic, that theme keeps coming up.
Imagine that. Do it differently.
I think you need 13 different bands, right?
Yes.
13. Or just three. Here you go. Three bands that can go into one handle.
Right.
One, three, 13.
There you go.
Scary. We are scary punny. That's bad. but, you know, I think travel bands are a very simple, cheap solution. Those usually are like $30 for a travel kit. Exercise sliders, like, or not exercise, don't get the exercise sliders. For a tip here, save yourself the like $25 and just get the furniture sliders.
Yeah.
On Amazon, like $8. One of the greatest purchases. They don't take up any room in your bags when you're on the road, or even just to have them at home. They work on wood floors, they work on carpets. They're just fantastic for a lot of core different exercises, variations. Maybe we can put a link to those in the.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll get any royalties from that?
Maybe they'll give us something.
Maybe. Well, maybe we will. Who knows? We'll see.
You never know.
But I think that those are some great options of ways to be to mobile and flexible with your workouts. Actually, I think we have our first guest just arrived.
We do have our first guest.
Speaking of exercising.
Hey, Ted.
When you're busy. Ted, come on over and join.
Hey, guys.
So let's see if we can get him in the frame here.
That chair won't fit back here.
Way to go, Ted. Way to ruin the intro.
Right.
I know, grab a chair that'll fit.
Yeah.
All right, so a little delay on Ted. While we're waiting for him.
Ted will be right back.
The last thing that we wanted to talk about was keeping your tissue healthy. So soft tissue work is kind of one of the staples of getting rid of trigger points. A huge cause of pain in the greater population. A lot of times if you can get rid of the trigger points, you actually fix a lot of pain. That otherwise, you know, most people's first move is to go to the orthopedic surgeon or to the ortho doc. If not there, they'll go to the primary care first. Then they go to the ortho doc.
Right.
He's just basically going to take x-rays, going to tell you if anything's broken or not. And then from there, they're probably going to send you to a PT or somebody conservative. It's a lot of times, if you can understand muscle referral patterns, there's a great site called triggerpoints.net. And we don't get any pay for any of these websites,
unless they want to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we are. It's only episode 3. We are open to people paying us if your products are good. We'll seriously look at that. We charge $1 for a promo. but I think understanding take the quality of your tissue is really, really important to overall health. Look at this. Our in-house PT has arrived.
Hello.
This is Ted. He we didn't pour him a drink.
Oh,
we're not very good hosts.
Poor to say the least.
I'd offer you mine, but there's not much left. Yeah. So,
What are you drinking?
A little bit of cognac.
Cognac. Yeah.
It's what Terry had in the cupboard. So
right.
We're just doing what we need to do. So, we'll the bottle's somewhere around here if you just want to go for it. But
just chug it.
Yeah.
it's the end of the workday for him.
Yeah. But we were just talking about the importance of tissue health. And, you know, do you have any ideas of ways that you can kind of take care of trigger points or just keeping the tissue healthy when someone's real busy traveling or just even just stay-at-home mom and kids are running all over the place? Some simple tips, maybe tools that they could use, anything like that?
You know, just stuff that you have around the house probably. It can work just as well as all the fancy tools that you buy online. You know, a simple tennis ball, a rolling pin sometimes if you have that. Talked about kitchen moms. Sometimes I've had people use a rolling pin down their quad. That can really help get some of the trigger points out.
You actually just did a video on knee pain and how to get rid of a lot of it with soft tissue tools, didn't you?
I did.
We'll have to put, you know what, we'll put a link. Sissy's going to have a lot of links to put into this episode.
She has stuff to do.
Yeah. We'll put a link in the episode. But that's actually some good examples of, you get to see Ted, the magical Ted, in action.
Some call it a wizard, actually.
Wizard, yes.
That was actually a basketball court thing.
A wizard
they called
hat.
Me the wizard. Yeah.
Okay.
We'd get you a wizard hat, and then nobody would know that,
good with that.
That it's yeah. just shiny.
Outside. Good, good. I can bring my daughter's Harry Potter wand, and it's the whole
hair,
thing.
Yeah.
Dude, episode 4. Here we go. I mean, I think that those are great suggestions. I think we should put a link in so you guys can kind of check that out, too. And the other question that I wanted to ask you is the big exercise buff that you are.
Just a workout nerd. Can't you tell?
Whether for yourself or for clients, and you know, if somebody's on the road traveling, if they're just busy at home in life, what have you found some suggestions or strategies that have helped people? We've talked about getting good sleep, some strategies for eating right, but like getting their workout routines in, whether that's walking, whether that's going to the gym and doing a specific routine. What have you got ideas or suggestions that you've?
Yeah, I mean, you know, scheduling is a big one. To think, you know, we all basically think that we are extremely busy. My mom retired 20 years ago, and she constantly talks about how she is so busy. I'm always like, what are you busy doing? But no matter what you do in your life, most people feel like they're busy. So if you don't schedule something, chances are you're going to find a way to not do it, unless you're a workout nerd like me, and then you just always find a way to work out.
That's why we have to get the extra large shirts for those arms.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. No, but seriously, scheduling is probably the biggest tip that I could give you, like actually program it into your day. Apart from that, you know, there's my wife actually follows this person on Instagram. She's not called Fit Mom, or I forget what her name is, but she basically will just mix in 10 squats real quick. She'll be cooking her kids breakfast, and she'll just do 10 bodyweight squats. And she might, you know, just use stuff around the house to just get exercise in as you do your normal daily routine. So little things like that can help a lot.
So is that how you justify the
yes, waist
scale?
Those are called curls.
Curls. Okay. Hammer curls if you have a weight, but I guess...
Well, I usually just go straight from the bottle.
Okay, bottle curls.
And so that's a little bit of weight.
A little extra load. Yeah, that's good.
Exactly.
Now, we talked about last episode, eccentric training.
I was just going to say.
Do you go down slow?
I do. I get the bottle to my face quick, but then I really struggle getting it away.
It's kind of almost like flywheel training, where the faster you pull it, the harder it is to pull
exactly,
it back, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's funny.
A lot of this appears fast, but that's, awesome. That's another story.
Well, do you have any other suggestions in terms of sleep, nutrition? It could be exercise, tissue health that you would give to someone if they asked, "Hey, what's your top tip to beyond scheduling, obviously, to stay healthy when life gets busy and getting in the way?"
I guess kind of almost down the same line of scheduling is you talked about nutrition as meal prep. If you know that you tend to just go get fast food for lunch every day because it's easier and you don't have time. Spend an hour on Sunday and you can prep your whole week's full of lunches.
That's a great idea.
I actually wrote a blog about that a few months back. And I think I gave a recipe or two.
Another link for Sissy.
Sissy, another link.
Sissy. Yep.
She's smiling very big over there, guys.
Literally it takes me an hour on Sunday. I just grill some chicken, steam some rice, steam some veggies. Honestly, I get frozen organic mixed vegetables. In an hour, I have a really healthy, nutritious, protein-rich lunch for the week. So
that is the secret behind the Ted Graham guns.
Yeah, I wear baggy stuff because I don't want to make people feel weird.
Well, I appreciate it. You allow my self-esteem to stay high.
Exactly.
I appreciate that.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's why we keep you around. So I think that's kind of... Did you have any other ideas? Or
No, I think you guys touched on everything.
Do we have to call you like... Your Highness?
Yes.
With that tiara?
Absolutely.
That's
Your Majesty.
Very nice tiara.
Your Majesty. That's going to be my new title.
All right. Well, from the Majesty and her lowly court jesters here.
Her minions.
thanks for hanging out with us today. Hopefully you got at least one nugget of knowledge from how to stay healthy when you're on the go. The grass is not always greener on the other side when you're looking at a business owner or a stay-at-home mom. A C-level executive, yes, they may make lots of money or may have flexibility. I'm still waiting for the lots of money part on the business owner side.
Yeah.
I've got tons. If you need me, let me know.
I know about the fact that you play golf every Wednesday. but I think, it's not always greener. I think the key is everybody is busy, no matter what your title is, no matter what you're doing in life. I think Ted had some awesome ideas of make sure you schedule it. If you don't write it down and schedule it, it's not going to happen. Preparation from a meal standpoint, I think both in shopping from what Terry had said, and also once you've done the shopping, actually going through and prepping it, I think on Sunday is a great idea. So the week does tend to get busy with all the activities of the daily household. So 5-star reviews, guys. Terry's going to ask for it. I'm going to tell you, please.
Yes.
and share this with anybody out there. We are looking for more and more guests. So anybody that you know, or if you yourself are doing things differently in order to make a difference, it doesn't have to be health and fitness. We want this to be about really supporting people who are just challenging the status quo in any industry, way, shape, or form. We'd love to have them on. We also would love ideas for different things for Terry to wear on her head other than tiaras. We are going to work on
tiaras.
We are going to work on a wizard hat for Ted for his on his next appearance. Hopefully you guys have a great week. Enjoy doing what you're doing and try to do something different this week and make a difference for somebody out there. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.